something for the weekend. Good morning. How are you? It's Trina Murray here. And Paula Moriarty is on the line. She is a children's nurse and professional skincare consultant for Aveeno Baby. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Good, thank you.
Yeah, well, listen, very interested in this study, probably because I've got a toddler at home myself who seems to have the driest skin going. But it's something that's affecting a lot of parents. And I know Aveeno Baby have done their new Healthy Skin Index, which is kind of giving us an insight into the health of children's skin around Ireland. I'm surprised how many children in Ireland actually have problem skin.
Yes, it's interesting. About a third of parents report that their children have a skin condition like dry or irritated skin. And really, primarily, it's about the baby's skin is changing because it's adapting to this new environment that the baby has now found itself in. Mm. And it has to change very rapidly. And as a consequence of that, it can get very dry. The baby's skin, it's much more sensitive than ours and much more vulnerable. So it's inclined to take on water easily than ours. Interestingly, it can also lose water much easier, so consequently it can get very dry.
Yeah, so doing things like giving them too many baths, is that affecting their skin? Can we bath them too much?
Actually, we can. And years ago, we used to tell mums to bath their babies every single night before they settled down to sleep.
Yeah.
Now the guidance.
Come on, who has the time for that, Paula?
Absolutely. Now the guidance would be 2, maybe 3 times a week is sufficient. And always put something into the bath water as well, because water on its own actually can be very, very harsh on the skin. It can actually dilute the natural oils in the surface of the skin. So it is important to put something in the bath water, but something that is specifically formed related for baby skin is important.
Okay, so don't just throw in your own shower gel or something like that.
Or your fairy liquid or anything.
Or your fairy liquid. No. Can you imagine?
No, it is important to use something that's formulated for their skin.
Now, when it comes to using things like sponges and flannels, are we making any mistakes there? Can they be quite harsh too?
I suppose it can be if you're rubbing the baby skin. It's important to be gentle on their skin. If you put any friction into the skin, all you're doing is causing more heat, and you can actually damage the top layer of skin as well with that friction. So it is important that you are really, really gentle on the baby skin. The baby products now really are gentle enough to be applied directly onto the baby skin. Just massage them with your hand and then rinse them off with the water.
Okay. Then what about when it comes to their scalp and that? I know a lot of babies get that kind of the dry scalp. Is it the cradle cap
cradle
as well?
Cap.
What can we do about that, or do we just have to wait it out?
Pretty much. Cradle cap happens in an awful lot of babies, and for some reason the skin on the top of the head seems to produce more oil in the early months of life, and the dead skin cells just get trapped on the top of the crown of the head there. But it can be unsightly. It can even come down over the forehead and down over the side of the face. And but it's not causing the baby any irritation, but mums don't really like to look at it. They're showing off their lovely new baby, and you know, they don't like to see it on the baby's head. So what you can do really is rub a little bit of emollient or oil into the baby skin, leave it in overnight, and then wash it out the next morning just using a mild baby shampoo.
And that kind of helps get rid of the dead skin,
yeah. Yeah, it does kind of help, but I mean, it will eventually sort of sort itself out. It burns itself out usually by the time they're about, you know, 12, 14 months.
Yeah, yeah. They say as well, even if your baby has hardly any hair, to use one of those really soft hairbrushes on their scalp, just to kind of get everything flowing, I suppose.
Absolutely. What you're trying to do there is just to encourage those dead skin cells just to slough off from the top of the head, as they should do. Yeah.
Okay. Really surprising then as well in the Aveeno study that some kids are missing out on normal kid everyday activities because of their skin condition, which is kind of sad. So things like swimming, you know, if you have a skin condition like maybe eczema or something, it can stop you going.
Well, that's kind of twofold, in that sometimes the small children would be very conscious of their dry skin and they don't actually want to strip down into a swimming suit and have other kids looking at them and pointing at them. So it can be that, so they can actually, you know, suffer from a little bit of social isolation in that respect. But equally, the chlorine in the swimming pools would be very harsh on their skin. But, you know, they can still go swimming, even though it may exacerbate it, providing they remember to moisturise the skin afterwards. And that's really key. So we would say to parents, you know, if your child has dry skin and you're taking them swimming, always remember to, you know, leave a tube of moisturiser in the swimming bag so that it's always there and you have it to hand at the end of their swimming session.
Yeah. It's funny though, Paula, like I don't remember when we were kids us ever being moisturised or anything like that. And I don't particularly remember skin problems. Is it a new thing that kids have now, or has it always been around? We just probably didn't really treat it.
Yeah, no, it's always been around, but research would suggest it's probably getting worse or has done in the last number of years, but we don't really know why. But what they do now know is that if you do moisturise your baby's skin every single day in the early days, they're much less likely to go on and have a dry skin condition. So I think that's the key message out there, is making sure that every single day, even though you're not bathing your baby every day, but you do moisturise your skin head to toe every single day.
Yeah. I know kids who have asthma and that tend to have drier skin as well. Are there any foods or anything that affect kids' skin?
Yeah, well, some children, if they go on to develop eczema, will actually have a food allergy. So things like milk, eggs, and then we often hear about, you know, peanuts as well, those kind of things. A lot of them the children will actually grow out of. So the likes of a milk and an egg allergy, they will more than likely grow out of that. Something like peanuts, sadly, they often don't. But yes, it can be a factor in an eczema condition. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then is there anything that you can do to kind of avoid that flare-up of eczema? Or is it, once again, it's just every day using the cream and that?
That's it, absolutely. You simply cannot put on their moisturiser often enough. And, you know, I think some people regrettably think, you know, once they get it under control, that's fine, I don't need to use it anymore. Mm. You know, the reason their skin is healthy again is because they're applying that moisturiser every single day. So that really is key to treatment. Even if they have a bad eczema condition, it still is the cardinal rule of treatment, is to apply your moisturiser every single day.
And Paula, finally, are pets a problem at all in the household? You know, the pet hair.
Yeah, pets can be a problem for some children. Some children just develop an allergy to it, and unfortunately then they would be advised not to keep pets in the family, which is unfortunate. Again, it's something they may grow out of.
Yeah, how do you know that it's the pet that's causing it though and not something else?
Yeah, and I suppose all you can do really is eliminate things that you think may be triggers and are triggers, and then see if the condition improves.
Yeah, I suppose you're away in your holidays and nothing flares up, and then suddenly you're home and
around
the dog again and it flares
Absolutely.
Up. You know for sure what it is. I think I'd be in denial though, to be honest. The Labrador is like my second child. Listen, Paula, thanks for the advice today. There is Paula Moriarty. She's a children's nurse and professional skincare consultant for Aveeno. Thanks so much for all the info. It's
thanks,
something
Fina.
For the weekend on Classic Hits.